Say And that's the group New Booth with the song He's Coming Back. All right. Well, all right. I'll tell you. Well, we're very grateful and thankful back. For the folks. Soon. Amen.
Come, sweet Jesus, come.
Hey, we had a gift that was called in from Beth, and we're very grateful and thankful to you, Beth, giving a gift of $50 a month. And we are thankful for that. And I just saw that I was supposed to call out an angel.
Okay, well, so that was an angel.
Angel, that was.
Bless right. you are, Sister Angel. Right.
But anyway, they really appreciate the station, except when Tom makes a mistake like that. No. Well, they appreciate this. She appreciates the station. It was supposed to be an angel. I saw that. And a little bit too late. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I got a call that said you're doing an excellent job. Keep on moving forward.
Well, we're going to keep on keeping on.
That's it.
That's what we're going to do.
Praise God.
And so we've added that $300 from our angel, and that takes us up to $68,775. Oh. Listen to this. We're $225 away from $69,000. Mm. And maybe somebody would like to give a gift of $25 or $100, whatever. But we're going to be here. Today is our halfway point. 6 o'clock this evening. We hope to be at the halfway point, or at least somewhere close to it. You ever take your kids on a ride and go on a trip, and they are sitting in the back seat and they said, "Are we there yet?"
Yes.
You remember that? Or maybe you remember being a kid and holding, you know, back before they had seat belts, we used to stand up in the back seat and hold on my dad and say, "Sit down." You know, are we there yet?
That. Huh? I still do that. Are we there yet?
Oh, you still stand up in the back seat?
Yeah, somebody else, are we there yet?
Are we there
and
yet?
And look at me, Francesco, go sit down.
Go sit down. Okay. Well, we were talking about that the other day about, you know, how much things have changed, you know, and probably for the better. You know, we have children in booster seats and car seats and things, and certainly that's much safer than what we used to do when I was a kid. You know, back years ago, you know, when cars had the big back windows, and you remember they used to have that little ledge up in the back?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And some, you know, when we got cars, we'd go down and buy a car audio system, a stereo, you know, for the car, because the cars all had AM radios.
That's right.
And the old car that I had that big back window, and it had a, I don't know, I called it a shelf in the back window back there. Remember
it
that big shelf?
Yep.
And you'd cut it out and put speakers in there. Well, when I was a kid, that was a place to get up and lay down. And, you know, if you were to do that today, they would probably lock you up.
I think they
would. You know, having a kid laying up in the back window. But, you know, there were no seat belts, you know.
No.
And, of course, you know, my wife was talking about when they would come to Florida, they would go sometimes up to Jacksonville, and there's a big bridge in Jacksonville. It's a real high bridge that crosses the river.
Oh, yeah.
And she says she remembers laying in the floorboard, you know, going across that river because she'd be afraid.
Oh, my.
But anyway, standing up in the back seat, are we there yet? Well, we're not quite there yet.
No, we're not.
And we have $126,225 to go. Some of you remember what I'm, some of you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. You know, they don't have those big windows in the back with the hatchbacks.
That's it.
And the subcompact cars, you know.
That's right.
It's back when cars were, you know, everybody was driving a tank, you know, that all that happened. What was the first car you had?
First car I had? I think it was a Chevy.
I mean, what did you learn to drive in?
Oh.
Did you know?
I actually learned to drive in a Rambler.
A Rambler?
Yeah, one of those push buttons.
Really?
Yep.
Push button. Oh, you didn't have to learn the stick?
No. I learned it myself on a Volkswagen.
On a Volkswagen?
Yeah, in Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, the first car I ever bought was a Volkswagen, but the car that I learned to drive in was a 63 Chevy Impala.
I had a Malibu.
I'd love to have it. Yeah, that was Malibu?
Yeah, I had a Malibu.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have that Impala today.
Yeah, me too.
And then we also had a 56 Ford. Three-speed on the column.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And when it needed a tune-up, you could use a matchbook to set the points.
That,
yeah, you know,
I know.
Back in the good old days when, you know, everybody was
when
a mechanic.
When the engine was open.
Yeah.
You could actually reach in there.
You could crawl in there in the wintertime and get
it.
Warm. That's it. All right. Well, listen, our phone lines are open, 772-221-1100, toll-free, 1-888-221-8990. And we are right now just $225 away from the next $1,000 level. We're just before 8 o'clock. We're going to be with you till 6 o'clock today. And we really would like to be halfway home by 6 o'clock hour. That means that we've got a long way to go. A little about $28,000 or $29,000 between here and the halfway point. I'll have to figure that out to the penny here in a minute. But if you can help, please do. The phone lines are open at 772-221-1100 and toll free 1-888-221-8990. And of course, like our angel, you can go online.
That's right.
And make a gift at our website, WCNO.com.
Bless you all.